toughened enormously.
Not always good reasons, but they have reasons that they've justified in their mind.
Right. Well, certainly not to excuse Chamberlain. Chamberlain committed the West to a disastrous policy.
But in the end, he was right, because England needed our help to pull it out.
I don't think he was right in...
Oh, he was right in the fact that they weren't prepared.
He was right in...
In that part.
Yes, yeah. But in 1938, France and England combined could have easily defeated Germany. Germany wasn't ready for a war.
Yeah, if they had acted
Hitler knew
swiftly.
That, and his generals knew that.
Right.
As far as what we see today, Obama's act of appeasement is, I think, one of the most grievous mistakes in world history. This is going to lead to possibly a nuclear war.
I don't think it's appeasement. I think it's assistance. You're being charitable.
Yeah.
You're being diplomatic. You have more risk than I do. Obviously.
Well, you know, we're really passing words. The fact is that it is an act of capitulation.
Yeah.
It is complete and absolute capitulation to a terrorist sponsoring regime who is going to be using the funds that they receive, $150 billion, to promote anti-American, anti-Israel, anti-peace activities around the world.
Right.
And is going to the agreement allows, forces the West to actually support the nuclear program of Iran, to perfect it, and to prevent any act of sabotage against it. I mean, it's an extraordinary capitulation on every single item that they originally established in their framework agreement.
Right.
They just gave in. They just surrendered completely.
The notion that I've seen with these progressives worldwide is the mutually assured destruction thing. It's nonsensical. If you have a benevolent superpower that says, we're going to have this, we're going to keep watch over it, and you other guys, you're not going to get it. We're a lot better off that way than everybody having a nuke in their closet.
Absolutely. The problem with mutually assured destruction is that you rely on your opponent to have the same kind of thinking you do.
Right.
And the same kind of reservations about using weapons that could be used against them.
You can't assume that with a nation full of suicide bombers.
That's right. And that's where the analogy with Hitler comes in. Because Chamberlain thought that Hitler was a reasonable guy. He thought he would act like all other Western diplomats and, you know, according to well-known conventions of agreements over the years. He didn't realize he was dealing with a maniac.
It's a dangerous assumption.
It is a dangerous assumption. We can say the same thing with Iran today.
Right.
You know, when they call for death to America and they call for wiping Israel off the map, you better believe them.
Well, John Kerry says, people say a lot of things.
That's right. Yeah, well, he...
What kind of moronic comeback is that? That's just talk.
Yeah. Well, that's...
Really?
That's exactly what Chamberlain said about Hitler. And... You know, the problem is that we have a president who hasn't learned from history and doesn't want to learn from history.
Well, that's the problem with most of these progressives. They think that the world was waiting for them to arrive.
Yes.
And everybody else has tried it and it hadn't worked because I haven't gotten here until just now. Now I can see that it's done. Hitler, the same thing. Megalomaniac types, you know.
It's exactly true. It's astonishing to me. You know, every president since 1938... has invoked the specter of Munich, has talked about it as a cornerstone of American policy. I mean, Reagan's Trust but Verify comes straight from Munich. That's been abandoned by Barack Obama. He hasn't mentioned Munich once in the 8 years in which he's been in power, 7 years he's been in power. Never mentioned it.
But it's human nature, Avi. We're talking to Avi Davis. Human nature is, okay, we haven't seen smallpox in years. Let's stop giving the vaccine. We're doing that same kind of thing in a lot of areas.
That's absolutely true.
A lot of areas.
This is why history is so important, isn't it?
Well, Lily Tomlin said history would stop repeating itself if people would just listen.
Yes.
But we're not listening.
We're not listening.
Avi Davis is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. You're actually an attorney.
I'm an attorney. Yes.
Practicing?
No.
Recovering.
Absolutely recovering.
Okay. Journalist and commentator and doing a documentary. This documentary you're talking about Munich, it's completed.
We've already completed it. You can actually see it online on the American Freedom Alliance website.
All right.
AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
Yes.
All right. I'm writing it down.
And we have a little booklet as well, titled Appeasement, which is all about the Munich Agreement and draws parallels with today, what is happening today.
Now, see, I would be a little more paranoid about it because everything I see from the current president, while he's telling me he's a Christian, he's abandoned all Christians in Syria, for example. He says nothing.
Not just in Syria, all over the world.
Well, all over the world. Here, Christians are being pushed out of the military. Muslims are being brought into the military. True refugees in Syria, Christian people that are fleeing, are ignored as refugees. Mm-hmm. But we bring people in from some Syrians.
Somalia,
yeah. And they're not vetting them. We're bringing terrorists into this country. I mean, the bottom line is, we have just dispensed with the part of the allegiance to the country when somebody's naturalized that says, I'll fight for this country. Mm. It's just been stricken from the oath. So we've got a lot of things like that that appear to me. Plus, our border is unmanned. We don't have a protected border. That doesn't look like somebody's protecting our country or thinking about our country first.
I have to agree with you 100%. I'm astonished. I'm astonished that we have a president who has so little concern for national security, who talks about
the
greatest...
See, I think it's worse than that, Avi.
Mm-hmm.
It appears to me that we've been had.
You feel that he's like a Manchurian candidate.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mm. Well, you know, it's a nice theory. I just don't know what evidence there is other than the circumstantial evidence that he's... Either he is extremely incompetent, or he has an agenda of his own, which is not congruent with American national interests. Mm-hmm. I mean, if a president can get up in front of a West Point graduation class and say that our greatest national security threat is global warming, I mean, you've got to wonder, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that that wonderful Egyptian talk show that was bandied about the internet, in which the...
Oh, they thought he was a moron.
They said... They were laughing.
Right.
They were laughing and said, we live here in Egypt. We've got ISIS on our doorstep. You know, we've got Al-Qaeda knocking on our door. You know, and you've got the same thing. You've got the same problem. You've got the same problem as us. And to talk about this, you have to be out of your mind. So,
Well, I don't think he's incompetent. I don't think he's the genius that some people think he is.
Well, he's certainly no genius.
But he's... He's not incompetent. I mean, and he's not the great communicator, people say. A lot of this is smoke and mirrors. The media has told us what we're supposed to believe about him. They've not just reported on what he's done or said or his actions. They've told us what we're supposed to think about him. But then the problem with media in America is that it's a big propaganda tool. We've gone completely from any notion of objective journalism to the idea that they're going to promote an agenda. It's a pretty dangerous thing, really.
It's extremely dangerous. The media has abandoned its traditional role of... its commitment is really to the truth, is presenting the truth of the world as we see it. And unfortunately, that truth has become filtered through bias and prejudice, you know, against conservatives, against a worldview with which they do not agree.
Right.
And we've run a whole conference on that very issue. We titled it, Is the Real News Dead? You know, and we have to look for our news and our information about the world from other sources.
Well, look at this thing. Here's an example. You got 60 Minutes used to go out and do the hidden camera and track somebody down and expose them. Now we got this group that finds Planned Parenthood doing what they're doing. And instead of investigating Planned Parenthood, they want to investigate the whistleblowers, the hidden camera guys.
Unbelievable, isn't it? The same thing with Acorn.
Acorn, yeah.
Yeah.
And then but the president's spokesman comes out and says, we're not sure these guys are legit. We're looking into this. I've forgotten the name of the organization that took the... You remember that, Big G? The people that took the videos.
Center for Medical Progress.
Let's go out and arrest the girl who got raped. Let's blame the victim.
Yes. Now, this is an inversion of the truth.
Yeah.
This is the way
It's been very subtle. I mean, I'll give them an A for deception.
Yes. You know, the abandonment of truth is a problem across the board in our society, from academia, from entertainment, to our police force. I mean, there are truths that stare us in the face that nobody wants to confront and everybody wants to avoid.
Right.
And This is institutional. The problems are institutional, and it runs throughout society. You can't live life based on lies. And unfortunately, that's what our government propagates. That's what the bureaucracy propagates. That's what our entertainment vehicles propagate. And that's what the academy, our universities are propagating as well.
Right.
We're living lies. And
we
have a chief executive who's liar in chief. He lies, as does the Secretary of State. This whole Iran deal is a lie.
Right.
Blatant.
The last people on earth that need a bomb is a bunch of crazy Muslims.
Well, they think
Islamists, I should say, because there are, I guess, some peaceful Muslims. But these guys are your jihadist types.
They think that, of course, Barack Obama and John Kerry think they're preventing them from getting the bomb. But it's really just kicking the can down the road. I mean, it's. I think that Obama, his pledge that the Iranians wouldn't get a bomb was based on his own on tenure. In other words, they're not getting it on my watch.
Yeah.
But I don't really care what happens after January 2017.
Right.
I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude that comes across. You know, this is my legacy. Iran's not going to get a bomb on my watch. Everything else. And it's very interesting that if something happens in the future, he's going to blame it on the future, not on what happened.
Is that you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
His back pocket is making noise.
That's
all right.
Just as he blames George, well, John Kerry basically said, listen, we were handed this deck of cards by George W. Bush. This is what they had. They had 20 centrifuges running at the time that we came to power. Absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
Yeah.
There were three, something like that. He didn't have enough. They didn't have enough centrifuges to produce to enrich uranium in 2009, January 2009. Things have just gone out of hand, and it's a real indictment of the lack of incisive thinking that goes on in the Obama administration.
Now, really, when you get down to it, why does Iran say that they need nuclear capability anyway? And I know the cover story is always power. That's the same for everybody.
Yeah.
But what do they think they need it for? To protect themselves from Israel?
No, they don't talk about nuclear. They never have said we're enriching uranium to produce a nuclear weapon. They've never said that.
Yeah, nobody else ever did either.
Yeah.
Tell me one guy that has the bomb that said he was going to go, we're going to make a bomb now. They all say it's just for nuclear power. Of course it is.
Yeah, nuclear power. And interesting that to see that, you know, Germany has got rid of its nuclear power plants, you know, and is reducing its coal production. You know, the world is retreating from nuclear power, and yet Iran suddenly needs it. Iran has enough oil.
I was going to say they're on an ocean of oil.
Ocean oil. It's got all the energy.
Nuclear
power. It's got all the energy it needs. It doesn't need nuclear power.
Right.
It doesn't need it. And it's been clear from the very beginning. Iran is building a nuclear weapon in order to dominate, or wishes to build a nuclear weapon in order to dominate the Middle East.
Right.
And to intimidate Israel. And what I think that Barack Obama's conception has been all along is that he believes in balance of power, the 19th century balance of power, that you have a regional hegemon, it has to be balanced by another hegemon.
That Woodrow Wilson stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that you've got Israel on one hand, and Iran acts as a counterbalance to Israel on the other hand. And that way you're going to maintain peace. That's one theory, at least.
The teeter-totter
now,
theory.
The other theory is that he's just interested to see Israel removed. It could be that
I'd
he has
with
such
choice
an
B there.
It could be that he just doesn't see Israel as a necessity. In fact, he sees it as an obstacle to world harmony and peace.
Yeah, let's get all the civilized people out of the Middle East. My gosh, that's mucking up the works.
Well, no, he hasn't just abandoned Israel. He's abandoned Saudi Arabia, he's abandoned Jordan, he's abandoned Egypt, and these great...
Like I say, anybody that shows the least bit of civility, he wants them out.
His great accomplishment is to bring those countries together,
yeah.
All of those countries. They're now allies in the truest sense of the word. Egypt, Israel, Jordan...
a coalition.
Saudi Arabia, it's a coalition
mm-hmm.
that is...
That's working against us. Did you ever think
it's working against us? Exactly. Yeah. So it's Iran, and it's going to be Iran and the United States against these moderate Arab countries in Israel.
Now we've got people that are on the scene, on the ground there, live there, but we're going to tell them how it should be. Against the majority, they're always going for a consensus, whether it's global warming or whatever it is. Consensus. Well, the consensus in the Middle East is that Iran shouldn't have a nuke.
That's right. That's absolutely.
But they're
right.
Ignoring the consensus in this case.
Absolutely. Why wasn't Israel part of the negotiations? Why wasn't Israel?
Well,
informed?
They're Jews.
You know the fact.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Didn't mean
now,
to
look,
say that.
Is there any thought or concern that Israel will say we're not going to take it and pull the trigger first?
Yes.
I think that's a very distinct possibility. They've done. If you go by their history,
yes. Right.
They, yes, you know, they start building a plant somewhere and they go in and bomb it.
That happened in Syria, in Iraq in 1981 with a Sirak nuclear reactor, and in Syria in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So Israel has taken preemptive action. Are they going to do it now? It's becoming increasingly difficult. Increasingly difficult.
Well, they had the backing of the United States at that point.
Right.
No, they didn't.
Not in 2011.
No. Yeah. Okay. In 2011, they did. In 1981, Reagan condemned the attack on the Syrak. He condemned it.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. Wink, wink. Maybe wink, wink. But and the world breathed a sigh of relief when it happened.
Right.
And the same thing would happen if Israel undertook some kind of covert action against Iran. It's becoming increasingly difficult. You know, the Israelis have had contingency plans for years for attacking Iraq and Iran, and they actually were going to use the Azerbaijan airfields for refueling for an attack on Iran. But the Obama administration leaked that information. Right. Made
that
it impossible for them to do it.
Those,
it does happen a lot. Yeah. Although the United States and Israel are alleged to have combined to create this Stuxnet virus, which messed up the Iranian nuclear program for quite some time. But that kind of cooperation is probably over. The United States, once it's committed to protecting Iran from sabotage, is not going to be an ally of Israel in any kind of confrontation with Iran.
You know, it's interesting, as I read history, we're talking with Avi Davis. He's head of the president of the American Freedom Alliance, and the AmericanFreedomAlliance.org is the website.
Yes.
It's startling how many times in history where you see some tyrant who was driven mostly, people are murdered, towns are burned for some man's ego. One guy's ego, and all of us acting like sheep following along with him, getting in on the rah-rah, you know, fake patriotism thing that's all focused on one maniac's vision.
Well, that's what happens when you have authoritarian regimes and tyrants, you know, running countries in confrontation with democracies.
Yeah.
And
it happens even now. And they see, we think ourselves to be so sophisticated. So there's been one war, the war between good and evil. One war.
Mm.
We've had little. It's like a kid with acne. He has a flare-up every once in a while. He's got a pimple right before the big date. One war. We're fighting good against evil. The difference in our time, I think, is that we've decided that we're going to change sides now. America has typically been on the side of good.
Yes, sir.
We're going to call good evil and switch sides all of a sudden. But it's been very subtle, and it's been very clever. Very clever, the way it's all been done. You know, you're treated like the guy on the outside, the cretin, if you're not with the program.
Hmm.
That's, so they've used peer pressure. Very, yeah, it's been very clever.
Well, when you look at what happened in 1938, when Chamberlain returned from Munich, and you remember that famous video film of him with the paper in his hand and fluttering in the wind, and he says, "Peace in our time." He was vaunted as a great hero, and you know, people who spoke out against the agreement,
they were the tinfoil hat crowd.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
They were the alarmists.
The alarmists, the not only alarmists, they were mad.
So, folks, listen: when somebody's coming down on you, and you're just an alarmist, you're full of crap. You don't know what you're talking about. Just remember that a lot of other people who have stood up for what was right against the grain swam against the current. They were called that, too. So it's going to take a lot more courage down the road. If we're right, it's going to take more courage down the road than it's going to take now to stand up at the cocktail party and say, you guys are all blowing smoke. You're full of nonsense.
I think that's absolutely true. And there's some wonderful books written about the struggles of the anti-appeasers in the 1930s. There's a book called Troublesome Young Men, those who stood behind Churchill in his fight against Chamberlain and regarding the Munich Agreement. And today, we've got to look at guys like Ted Cruz and Scott Walker to a certain degree, and Mario Rubio and some of these other people.
Rand Paul, those kind of people that'll say what they think.
Yeah, who will say, even Donald Trump, frankly.
Right.
You know, who are saying what people think.
Exactly.
And saying what
people think. And that's why the pundits, they can't figure out why he's so popular. Well, yeah. You know, Avi, you're not as crass as I am, but I'm going to tell you, I have what I call the dog turd theory. And in the dog turd theory, we're in a lovely, nice little bedroom, and there's a dog turd on the nice new bedspread. And the way bureaucrats and progressives handle this is they come in and they start talking about how the air needs to be filtered and how we need to put, open the windows and maybe we need better ventilation. And while we're at it, let's do some new drapes. Let's do some new, and, you know, a little paint in here would be nice. Nobody talks about the dog turd on the bed. True. Now, the analogy is crude, but everybody gets it. Imagine you're at your house and you're standing there pointing, you go, for God's sake, there's a dog turd on the bed. And they look at you, they pause momentarily, and go back to talking about the grapes. Yeah. And you think, am I losing my mind? Or I smell it. You don't smell this? Come touch it. No. What? I don't know what you're doing. You're crazy. This is what's going on in America every day.
Yes, on many, many issues. Not just on the Iran issue. But
on everything.
On almost everything.
So the thing is, and whatever the turd is that's on the bed, you're going to be the guy that says, hey, we have a problem here. Clean up on the bedspread here, please. But they're going, what? Are you crazy? Doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if it's Bruce Jenner in a dress. And you go, wait, this doesn't look right. Yeah, you're the bad guy. You're the crazy.
Well, it's a world turned upside down, isn't it? It's just complete inversion of good and evil and right and wrong. There's a book written about this by Melanie Phillips called The World Turned Upside Down, where all of a sudden, everything that we thought was good in the world is no longer good.
Yeah.
And what is it? What is it that makes people, you know, those who are so pro-progressive embrace Islamists? What is it? You know,
they're on the same team, Avi.
They're on the same team. They want the deconstruction of the West.
Yes.
But don't they realize that their values are antithetical to the values of those they would call their allies.
There's enough hate to blind them.
Yeah.
And they don't realize also that the collaborators are the first ones line up and shot.
That's right. That's right. The collaborators are the first ones. And you look at history, you look at Nazism, you look at fascism, you look at communism. It's always that way.
The collaborators, they know that you're a whore.
Yeah.
You'll sell your allegiance to whoever. So you're going to get lined up and get shot. I only wish I could be around to see it. Because I'll be gone before then.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Okay, now somebody wants to know more about your organization. They just get it all on the website?
They can go to AmericanFreedomAlliance.org. And our organization is one that is focused on the defense of Western values and ideals and identifying threats to the continuity of Western civilization. And we run a variety of conferences. We run events all over the United States. We bring in authors. We bring in filmmakers. And we have these large, as I've said, large conferences every year. We just did one on the Magna Carta. It was the 800th anniversary of the Magna Carta, one of the most important.
For those that are saying, wait a minute, that's old stuff. Talk to Obama about the Crusades. And talk about the Confederate flag. You're talking about the Magna Carta, and they go, oh, I remember having to study that in eighth grade. Well, you know, it's still pertinent.
It's absolutely pertinent. It's,
because
it's
those things don't change. Yeah, man does not change.
Well, you know, the Magna Carta was all about controlling executive power, arbitrary power of the king.
Can you say that word again, arbitrary?
Arbitrary.
Love the way you say
arbitrary.
Arbitrary. just messing with you.
No, that's fine. I'm.
It's nice to have some culture in the studio.
There's rarely any in here. Yeah.
The great thing about this accent is that anything you say, people think is intelligent. Yeah. And people, I've been actually lived here for 30 years, and people are always asking me, well, how is it you kept your accent? And I tell them, well, my parents paid a lot of money for this accent. I'm not giving up that easily.
He's actually from Palestine, Texas. He went to Oxford. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah.
And okay. I've lived here now for about 30 years in Los Angeles mostly. Mm-hmm. I studied at Harvard for a while, but I think America is a wonderful country. It's interesting that when I came here, or even before I came here, I always thought of America as this very intimidating place, a place that really was arrogant, and Americans were arrogant, and I had this view of, very negative view.
That's New York City.
New York City. New York City.
Oh, there's pockets of that.
On the West
everywhere.
Coast, you see it as well. But I came around 180 degrees on that view of the United States.
Was that based on a particular experience or just living here?
I think it was just living here and recognizing and traveling so much around the world and seeing, you know, the freedoms that the Americans have are, you know, they're the freest people in not just the world, but in world history. Yeah. No people.
But we're willingly giving it up.
We are.
It's amazing. Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely astonishing.
Yeah.
How people are so naive to think that this coming. You know, Reagan said it very well. He said that, you know, freedom's only one generation away from extinction. You've got to fight for it. You know, it doesn't run in our bloodstream. We've got to fight for it. Every day we've got to fight for it. And recognize that these things are ephemeral. They can just disappear overnight. Right. You know, and we've seen it happen. We're seeing it happen before our very eyes.
Well, we're sold this bill of goods. Here's one of my pet peeves, neighborhood associations. You go in, you sign up, and you can only have a certain number of cars in your driveway. You have to have your house painted a certain color. Your grass cannot be above this, and so on and so on and so on. And people think that's wonderful. Look at what a great place I live in, and I say, at what cost? You know, you're worried about what your neighbor's turning you in. You know, the block president showing up on your door going, hey, get your butt out here and mow this grass, you know.
Isn't it extraordinary that there's so much
They live
control.
In the gated community. They've locked themselves in. Instead of the criminals being afraid, they're afraid. Right. I do. We're just, you know, it started subtly. Like I said, yeah. It's been very, very subtle. I give them, you know, A+ on their sales job on this thing. The subtlety of it, the cleverness of it. We continue to think we're the beneficiaries, but we're not the beneficiaries.
Even here in Texas, Yeah. Now, we look to Texas as the one place left in the United States where freedom reigns.
Right.
And I've been here now, you know, I've come in to do a couple of different events. But I'm starting to hear a lot about the fears of Texans about the lack of leadership and the lack of encroachment of government on their lives. It's very worrying. If it can happen in Texas, it's certainly going to happen in the rest of the
country. Well, the other thing, though, is Avi. We're talking to Avi Davis, and the other thing is this, that they have one thing that the bad guys have had on their side is the courage to go into enemy territory. So they have targeted Texas. They're here. They're working behind the scenes. Now, the disadvantage that we work with is that we're bound to honesty. So we're up front about what we're doing. They're covertly trying to, by whether it's blackmail or lying or fill in the ballot box or whatever, they have all those tricks up their sleeve.
Mm.
And see, we don't even think that way, most of us. The average American is thinking about how to do things right and so on, you know. They're not bound by that.
Mm.
So they are here. They are working covertly. They want to turn Texas blue, and they're working at it. And then you have a lot of complete dingbats that live here that have just drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And they want to in on it. Yeah.
You know, I think it's a problem all over the United States. I have a little place in Montana, and I'm pleased to say that that's one state where they are absolutely dead set against this political correctness, and they're turning it back in a very significant way. Now, in terms of small state, in terms of population, it's certainly no Texas.
Right.
But Texas is a focus because it controls such a broad part of the electorate. And
the economy, and a lot
and
of
the
those,
and the
culture
economy.
And everything.
Yeah, a lot of stuff comes out of Texas that influences the rest of the United States. So I understand why it'll become a significant battleground state. Listen, I come from California. California is a lost state. There's no opposition there to the Democratic machine. There's no way, even with gerrymandering, that we're going to see a Republican governor there in the next 20 years. It's a blue state, so deeply blue that it's almost the color of the Pacific. I mean, it's just it's unbelievable to see how progressive politics has completely swamped that. An example is the Coastal Commission. Coastal Commission, completely unelected body, who controls everything within a 5 mile distance of the coast. Everything.
5 miles inland.
5 miles inland. You can't do anything without the Coastal Commission's approval. And they have mandated things like, you know, you can't grow produce on your property in the coastal.
You can't raise tomatoes on your own property.
You can't.
Because
you can't,
it'll do what?
You can't graze horses.
Because it'll do what?
They don't have to have a reason. They just think it's environmentally...
Unelected,
they think
appointed.
It's environmentally destructive, you know, to do...
5 miles from the coast.
Five miles from the coast. And I'm...
It's a big chunk of real estate.
It is a huge chunk and one of the most valuable
real estate.
Well,
it kind of makes all
the... real estate in the world.
The right. most desirable right. becomes the most useless.
Right. Right. It's all...
There you are.
They wanted to go back to wildlands.
Yes, all that greed and envy, and man is the problem. And
man is the problem.
Yeah.
Man is the pollutant. It's man that is the pollutant.
Right.
Man is not the pollution that man produces. Man himself
right.
is the pollution. So we want to get them... And this is all Agenda 21. You're familiar with Agenda 21
sure.
and the whole drive to... Force human beings off land into smaller and smaller urban areas.
Control them.
And control them.
Mm-hmm.
And control their access to what would become wildlands. Look, the whole Central Valley in California, the whole Central Valley, which is the breadbasket of the United States, it feeds the United States. 50% of the produce that Americans consume comes from the Central Valley. That is being wiped out. You know, the farmers can't get enough water. Because it's all being siphoned off into the San Francisco Bay to protect the Delta smelt.
Right.
And the Delta smelt is a tiny little fish that was on the endangered species list. They've had 20 years, they've been trying to save the Delta smelt. You know, they just did a survey. You know how many Delta smelt they found? 7.
So we're going to do all this for 7 fish. And so how bad could it be without them? You got to ask yourself.
How bad would life be without the Delta smelt?
Right. Nobody ever stands up and says, here's the dog turd on the bed. How bad would life be without the Delta smelt?
Well, it's just an example, isn't it, of the preference for the environment over human life.
I'll give you one here. I don't know if you're aware of this. We were building a new highway down by San Antonio. Some dolt found a blind spider in a little hole and brought attention to it. And based on that one blind spider, they stopped the project. Now, first of all, the spider's blind. You can relocate him. He's not going to know the difference, all right? He's not going to know that he's not where he was. I can't find anything. Everything. Somebody moved my stuff. But this blind spider, which is on this whole endangered species thing, is a scam.
Mm.
It is a way to stop anything you want because now they can go in, they can find one lizard, and they can say, okay, well, you find another one. It's endangered. You have to take our word for it. It's endangered. I blame that on Richard Nixon. That was a bad, bad, bad mistake, all that endangered species nonsense.
Yes.
So it's all been used as a club to beat down progress and moving forward and so on. And they want us to go backward, like we're going to be hunter-gatherers, wear loincloths, live in a cave, forget air conditioning, forget having going any place further than 50 miles away from your home and all of that, and all for a blind spider in the name of protecting that spider. Even though we've reached this point, though, Avi, we've reached the point where the average person, 90% go, well, that's just ridiculous. But we're hamstrung. Mm. We have no way to turn it back. These are not elected people. It's a bureaucracy.
Mm.
Unelected, appointed, and they write their own rules.
Yep.
So we've done that to ourselves because of the cowardice in Congress.
Absolutely. It is a tremendous indictment of our congressional leaders and their failure to really monitor these bureaucracies.
They should have never set them up. They should have handled this stuff themselves. We don't need a bureaucracy. We certainly don't need to turn over all... The reason they turned over, made them autonomous, is so that they wouldn't get any blame for anything they did.
Mm.
That's kind of an admission that they're going to screw up.
It goes beyond even that. I found that, you know, a lot of this is based on science, on so-called science.
Right.
And yet when scientists come up with countervailing information, when we have an example of a UCLA professor named Jim Enstrom, who's a member of my board in California, and he conducted a study into the particulate matter that is released into the atmosphere by diesel fuel. Because the claim was that it caused cancer and illness in children.
Right.
He proved unequivocally over a 10-year study that it was not true. And yet the government of California, the California state government, had mandated excessive restrictions on the use of and industries had to change over their systems in order to comply. Cost billions of dollars for industry, and that of course is passed on to us. That those costs are passed on to us.
Yeah. So
raise the cost of living in California, all the base of faulty science. This guy Jim Enstrom was run out of UCLA. He was forced. He was for telling the truth. But what I'm saying is that science doesn't matter. The science, right. It doesn't really matter. It's not really science. It's all emotional.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that, we're human beings, of course we pollute. Of course. Of course there's overpopulation when that's not the case. When population worldwide is declining and that deaths aren't being replaced by births. Of course, of course it is. So there are these things that people intuit which are not based on science, which are not based on reality, which are not based on truth. And
but you've heard them so many times.
So you become brainwashed, and I speak to conservatives who say the same thing. We've got to have these draconian environmental rules in order to, because we are guilty.
Yes, we're just ipso
facto. We are human beings, therefore we have committed original sin by living.
Yeah. All right, this is the kind of stuff that he talks about. Avi Davis with the American Freedom Alliance. He is the president of the group. The documentary you mentioned a minute ago about
Munich. It's called Remembering Munich.
All right. American Freedom Alliance, and you're producing documentaries. Have you have some other ones?
Yeah, we have a bank of them. You can find them all on our website.
You
go to AmericanFreedomAlliance.org.
All right. And Avi also is a recovering attorney, a journalist, a commentator. And a speaker. I got that from a friend of mine in town. He's a retired attorney, so he says he's a recovering attorney.
Recovering, that's absolutely true.
But when somebody starts talking nonsense to you, you know whether or not it's legal or illegal or whatever. You know it was important.
Well, I get a sense from the tone,
And who's talking? My mother used to always tell me, Harley, consider the source. Yeah. Those kids don't like me, Mom. Consider the source, honey.
That's right.
I didn't know what that meant, but boy, I've got it in spades now. It's a pleasure to meet you and talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to speak to you too. It was fun. I'm happy to do this.
Feel free to use the dog turd analogy.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't think he's going to use it. He's just teasing me. Ladies and gentlemen, 9:37, y'all.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Another batch of emails from Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State expected to be released today.
What we'll see today are the roughly 30,000 official emails that Hillary Clinton did turn over to the State Department. Will there be revelations? Well, for example, this covers 2009, 2010.
Fox's Ed Henry, the Democratic presidential frontrunner in Miami today, where she'll call on Congress to lift the trade embargo on Cuba. Families of passengers from the missing Malaysian airliner waiting for answers about a piece of aircraft which washed up on an island in the western Indian Ocean. The aerial search there, meanwhile, facing a setback. Fox's Greg Palcott is on Reunion Island.
There's a now active volcano on this island, and it erupted this morning.
And manhunt over for the inmate police say walked away from a work release program in Pennsylvania, killed an acquaintance who lived nearby and stole a truck. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Mini Mart and 94.3 Rev FM want to give you the chance to win $100 in free gas to keep you cruising into summer.
Now till Thursday, the Rev FM registration box.
Wait, hold on, GT.
This is the grand finale of our Cruising in December gas giveaway. That means we're going out with a bang, giving away a gas card worth $500. Join us for the live broadcast this Friday, July 31st from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Mini Mart at 1980 Sydney Baker in Kerrville. Some lucky Rev listener is going to drive away with $500 in free gas from Mini Mart and 94.3 Rev FM, the Rock of Texas. Must be present to win.
Weather brought to you by Mattress World.
Hi, I'm a sheep. You know the kind you count at night when you can't sleep? My life has gotten a lot easier thanks to Mattress World in Kerrville, featuring Serta Perfect Sleeper, iComfort, and iSeries mattresses. They have over 30 mattress models to choose from and also offer futons, frames, headboards, bunk beds, sheets, mattress protectors, and pillows. Everything you need for the best night's sleep ever. Take it from me, a sheep. Stop by Mattress World today, 2024 Junction Highway in Kerrville, or go online to MattressOK.com. Come see the sheep and get some sleep.
Good morning, everyone. I know I haven't mentioned this in a while, but we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast Friday afternoon and Friday night. Before you get your hopes up too high, rain chances are about 20 to 25%. That means maybe 80% of us remain dry. And I can't guarantee storms will even form, but the atmosphere is favorable for a couple of storms later today. Otherwise, hot and humid with daytime highs in the middle to upper 90s.
Well, right now, it's, wait a minute, fellas. Wait. I wasn't finished. I'll give you your chance in a second. It's still overcast, and we're looking at 72 degrees.
Here, Harley, 24/7. Harley on demand.
Instant. Just like that.
At RevFM.rocks.
Grill out. Drink beer. And blow stuff up.
94.3 Rev FM.
What's better than that?
The Rock of Texas.
Yeah.
The Eagles of Death Metal. Before that, we heard from ZZ Top on Rev FM and the Harley Show. Have you been by to test drive one of those new Fords? At Stopel Ford at 400 Sydney Baker South in Kerrville, Ken Stopel Ford has found the cure for sticker shock. It's still a sticker shock. It's just the good kind. It's the easy price. No hassles, no haggles, just the best price up front. This is the best possible Stopel Ford price. It's fair because they searched out the best deals in the market, and then they beat those deals. Pretty cool, huh? It's fast because it saves time and headaches, worrying and fussing to get the bottom dollar. The focus is on you, what you want from a knowledgeable sales staff. Believe me, they don't work on commission. They're just trying to match the right person, right car, and make you happy. And right now, Easy Price is just a little better than it was before summer started, because they've got the summer sales event going on. Factory rebates, cash back, it all just went up, which means your price goes down, saving you even more money. So hurry in. Easy Price just got better at Ken Stopel Ford, Kerrville South, selling to sell again nearly 50 years.
Thanks for making us the Hill Country's number one station.
That's what separates the best from the rest.
That is so cool!
It's the most awesome thing ever!
The Rock of Texas, 94.3 Rev FM.
Right now, Pete is in his zone. Pitch perfect sitting in heavy traffic, hitting notes only meant for Kings of Rock. Because Pete went to AutoZone, where they checked a faulty engine light that kept interrupting his performance. Now Pete's headlining every morning commute and nailing those sweat-dripping solos.
Yeah!
Oh, he sees you watching, and he doesn't care. That's Pete's zone. From free checkups to Lona Tool, let AutoZone help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You don't compromise.
I can't read the menu with these glasses.
And you never settle.
Maybe if I move my arms farther away? Farther? Farther?
So why are you wearing glasses with just any progressive lenses? See the difference with Varilux and enjoy sharp vision and smooth transitions at any distance. Varilux is the only progressive lens brand with lenses designed using wave technology. Ask your eye care professional for Varilux and never compromise your vision.
Summer. The sun burns brighter and the double yellows are your guide. On a Harley-Davidson motorcycle, it's never about where you're going, just how far. Javelina Harley-Davidson has custom-designed riding gear built for your body, the bike, and every shift of summer. Around the corner or all the way to the 75th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. It's riding season. Gear up. Get going.
Stop in at Javelina Harley-Davidson today or visit us online at JavelinaHarleyDavidson.com and experience the new store.
It's the Hill Country Living Sale at Rick's Furniture Company. No interest for 24 months. See store for details. Lazy Boy recliners as low as $349. Asher reclining sofa by Lazy Boy, only $999. Sealy Queen sets as low as $399. Rick's Furniture Company, 1703 Sydney Baker in Kerrville. Online, ricksfurniturecompany.com.
Every day, low prices, guaranteed, Rick's Furniture.
Oh, it's plumber time, cause your sink's backed up. Your toilet's overflowing, baby, ain't life rough? Doesn't have to be. Just call Holloway Plumbing and you'll see. They'll make you happy. Holloway's the only plumber that you need.
Need a plumber now? Then call Holloway Plumbing. They're not just your plumbers. They're your neighbors, offering 24-hour service when you need it. So if it's plumber time, call Holloway Plumbing at 830-896-0890.
Good morning, everyone. I know I haven't mentioned this in a while, but we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast Friday afternoon and Friday night. Before you get your hopes up too high, rain chances are about 20 to 25%. That means maybe 80% of us remain dry. And I can't guarantee storms will even form, but the atmosphere is favorable for a couple of storms later today. Otherwise, hot and humid with daytime highs in the middle to upper 90s.
94.3 Rev FM.
Welcome to Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp.
Hi there, this is Jimmy Page.
Hi, this is Stone.
And Jeff from Burl Jam.
This is Alice Cooper.
This is Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Hi, this is Paul Stanley.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons of Kiss.
The Rock of Texas.
Good day, sunshine.
to laugh, and when the sun is out, I got something I can laugh about. I feel good in a special way. I'm in love and it's a sunny day. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Then we lie beneath the shady tree. I love her and she's loving me. She feels good, she knows she's looking fine. I'm so proud to know that she is mine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine.
Americans, I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and Commentary next.
How should I manage my money? Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. I'm John Stein, founder of Betterment, where our smarter technology manages billions of dollars for over 100,000 customers for a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services. Sign up now and get up to 6 months free. Get full terms and conditions at betterment.com/600. Betterment. Investing made better. Sign up today at betterment.com/600.
Well, it turns out Donald Trump's dust-up with Senator John McCain actually gave him a boost in the polls. Mr. Trump is leading the Republican primary field with 20%. That's according to the latest Quinnipiac National Poll. Behind Mr. Trump are Scott Walker with 13%, Jeb Bush 10%. Establishment Republicans are freaking out. They don't know what to do. Mr. Trump is slurping up all the oxygen in the room, and that's because he's focusing on significant issues like illegal immigration. He's talking tough about jobs and foreign policy and American exceptionalism. When he says he's going to be the biggest jobs president God ever created, people believe that. The American voters are buying what Donald Trump is selling. The establishment Republicans just can't seem to grasp this one central truth. It's not the messenger, it's the message. I'm Todd Starnes.
When it comes to your vehicle maintenance, we know you have a lot of options, and sometimes with so many options, it is hard to find an honest, reliable repair shop. That's where we come in at Lemieux's RV Truck and Equipment Repair Company. With a commitment to providing our customers with honest, quality service with reasonable prices, we have the most modern, state-of-the-art repair facility in the Texas Hill Country. Our technology, expertise, and skill offer you the best automotive repair for your vehicle. Call 830-895-2888 to set up an appointment today. Get familiar with Lemieux's.
What happens when you put a discount on a discount? You end up with a 5-bedroom, 3-bath home from Oak Creek Homes for only $79.9. This month only in first come, first serve at Oak Creek Homes in Burney. Now, Tony and the boys know that 5 bedrooms might be too much, so check out this deal. 2-bedroom, 2-bath for only $34.9. Only 2 left, so call Tony at Oak Creek Homes now. 888-757-9082. That's 888-757-9082. Or stop by Oak Creek Homes today. I-10, exit 543 in Burney.
Good morning, everyone. I know I haven't mentioned this in a while, but we do have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in our forecast Friday afternoon and Friday night. Before you get your hopes up too high, rain chances are about 20 to 25%. That means maybe 80% of us remain dry. And I can't guarantee storms will even form, but the atmosphere is favorable for a couple of storms later today. Otherwise, hot and humid with daytime highs in the middle to upper 90s.
The Headwaters Rev FM Battle of the Bands, Week 2, is Sunday at 2 p.m. This week, we have 3 great bands ready to duke it out on stage for a chance to move up to the finals. On the ticket this week, 3-day weekend, Frayer's Temple and Problem Child. Tickets are only $10 at the gate, or you can purchase them directly from any of the bands. Sunday, at Headwaters Pavilion at Harbor, the battle continues. Slots are still available for later in August and come with a ton of exposure. Be somebody and email Mike at RevFM.com. Rocks to book your band today. The Headwaters Rev FM Battle of the Bands, presented by The Rock of Texas. 94.3 Rev FM.
Clear my